All right, so our final speaker is Ryan Paul, who will be discussing, and I'm not sure how to pronounce this package name.
Arbokeh.
A simple, flexible, declarative framework for interactive graphics.
All right, thank you.
Cool.
So just a slight correction. It's Ryan Hafen. Somehow my middle name, Paul, got put as my last name on the program. So no, it's all good. So thanks. It's great to be here, and I'm excited to be talking about this project I've been working on. This is a package called Arbokeh, and it's a package for visualizing data with some nice interactivity. I have provided some links. Actually, I guess you can just see the link up there. But if you're watching the slides, but some of these plots on here are interactive, so it can be fun to play around with yourself. If you want to follow along. So what is Arbokeh and kind of why does it exist? So Arbokeh, you can pronounce it Arbokeh as well, but the developers of Bokeh call it Bokeh, so that's what I call it. It's an interface to a library called Bokeh, and Bokeh is a library that comes from a group called Continuum Analytics, who you may have heard of. They're primarily a Python company. They built Bokeh as a JavaScript library with a Python interface, and so I've taken that and kind of brought it to R. I've worked with these guys at Continuum for the last 4 years on a DARPA big data grant, so some other tools that I won't be talking about for big data have come out of that, and this is a nice kind of integration with some of their work. Bokeh is really cool, and that's kind of why I wanted to bring it to R. But the goal for Arbokeh was basically to provide a general purpose system for visualizing data in the web. So I'm talking ad hoc statistical graphics. Back when I started doing this, kind of the lay of the land for web-based tools in R, so I started this about a year and a half ago. HTML widgets was kind of getting started. There was R charts, which was really nice, but it was kind of a set of prescribed, you know, plots that you had to choose from. Where I wanted to just, you know, just like you can do with BaseR or ggplot or Lattice, just anything you can imagine, you know, have the tools to be able to create those plots in an ad hoc manner, but still be able to get, you know, simple, what I call, you know, transient interactivity, like a lot of the things Carson talked about. Actually, Carson's talk was a great, provided a lot of great background, a lot of similar goals here. And also to provide a very R-like interface, so something that you might be more used to coming from R. Something I do want to point out, so some people have had the misconception that Bokeh is made by a Python group, so if I'm going to use Arbokeh, somehow this has to go through Python, and that's not true. There are several interfaces for the Bokeh.js system, and basically, you know, you have your interface, you turn it into this like JSON spec, Bokeh.js turns it into a plot. And this is kind of the general pattern for all HTML widgets. If you're not familiar with HTML widgets, it's something you should go look at. It's really cool. There are a lot of HTML widgets out there that do a lot of cool things, and there's actually a gallery here you'll see. You know, there's Plotly, you scroll down, and here's Arbokeh. A lot of these HTML widgets follow this same paradigm of basically tying into a JavaScript library. What you'll find is some of those widgets are for very specific things like heat maps or geographic maps or things like that. And a lot of them might have just a very minimal, simple interface to get from R to that result, where things like Arbokeh and Plotly, a lot more work is done on the R interface to give you more flexibility in what you can do. The Arbokeh interface is fairly straightforward. Basically, you initialize a figure with a call to a function figure, which has some arguments to kind of specify a little more detail of a few things. And then there are currently 29 layer functions, planning to add a lot more, but you can already do quite a bit. My goal for this package actually was to be able to have Arbokeh replace my kind of daily consulting work that I do. And it has done that for the most part, except when clients say I want you know, this particular plot in ggplot or lattice or whatever. But for most of my exploratory work, I've been able to use RBokeh, which I guess speaks to its flexibility. But you add layers, and then you can customize things. You know, there's a lot of similar feel to if you're used to ggplot or ggviz. And I think, actually, what I'm going to do is try to go through 20 examples in 5 minutes, okay? Because I think it's more fun to look at examples than for me to just talk about what it does. And that might give you a feel for, oh, yeah, that's interesting, or it's not, and hopefully, you know, spark some curiosity. Or so kind of the, you know, hello world of anything in statistics seems to be doing something with the iris data. So here's a plot of the iris data. So I make a call to figure. I specify data equals iris. Just like ggplot, you can specify the data as part of your initialization of the figure, or you can specify it in each layer. Typically, I specify it in each layer because I have different data sets for my different layers. You know, usually I'm adding a layer of like a slope. I've already computed that slope, and I want to, you know, specify the data independently for each layer. But basically, I just tell it I want the sepal length on the x, sepal width on the y. I want it colored by species. And I also added this, I want, when I hover, you know, I want to get the sepal length and sepal width for the point. So I get those kind of things very cheaply. I kind of get those for free. I also get things like, you know, zooming and panning for free, which, you know, I call these transient interactions, things that in an exploratory type of setting, you can, you know, ask questions and quickly get answers through things. I'm doing really bad on my 20 examples in 5 minutes so far. But this is introductory. I'm going to breeze through a few of these. Okay, so that's a simple example of a plot. Notice it uses like non-standard evaluation. You get legends and things for free. There's a new version of Bokeh.js that just came out that will allow you to place legends outside the plots. There's a lot of things I'm going to be adding here. Okay. So it's also very easy to add. Like a lot of times you want a tooltip to have more, something more custom than just what's in the data. So you can give it a string with you know, at the at symbol before any of the variables. And now when you hover, you get a little message that, you know, the species of this point is Setosa. And you can add things like, if you click on a point, I want it to look up that species in Google. And so, you know, that's kind of fun, I guess. Okay, there are a lot of other tools. So by default, all of these things that you see up here are kind of interactivity tools that come. You can specify additional tools. So here I'm saying I want to add the lasso select tool. I want to be able to select points with the lasso, which isn't very useful if I'm not linking up with anything, but I'll show you an example of that in a minute. But I think, yeah, I also have another place to specify this is actually when you call the figure. You can give it a list of all the tools that you want. It will just put those interactivity tools in there with their defaults. But if you do it this way, there might be some specific behaviors you want that tool to have that you can specify in your function. This is all like really fast, you know, going through. So I'd encourage you to go. You know, I have a few places with links. So like, for example, here, is a link to my package documentation where you can see all the different tools and some of the things that you can do with them. Okay, it's pretty easy to modify axes. So here I want a log scale on my axis, which is nice. And it's nice that it automatically, you know, will recompute. Like if I'm zooming, it will give me nice ticks on the log scale. This is, you know, number of R packages growing over time with the y-axis on a log scale. There are a lot of more statistical type layers, like adding lines of model fits. This also shows an example of having custom legend entries. So it'll give you automatic legend entries if you're like mapping to variables in your data, or you can, for specific layers, you can add custom legend entries. There's a histogram with the density, hex bin. which gives you, you know, by default hovering with the counts and the bins. Bar chart. Categorical axes are handled pretty nicely. I like this example just because it looks cool, the periodic table. It does take some code to get to that, but this gives you a feel for the different type of layers you can add to get this type of a more custom plot. You can embed images. So here I have this layer image URL layer where I'm adding this basketball layout, I guess, behind some points. You can also create custom layer functions. So here, actually, I think this comes from Carson, this baseball type of layout. You just send a figure in as an input to the layer and output a figure, and you're good to go. I'm going to breeze through a few more. You can plot on maps. So this is a Google map. I've overlaid these polygons and these points, and it's pretty easy to do. You can plot a lot of points. So ArbokK supports WebGL. The actually latest release that just came out a couple days ago supports all glyphs with WebGL, so I'm really excited to add that in. But here I have 100,000 points, and you can see like how, you know, quickly I can zoom in and out and stuff with that. So you can, you know, you can have the linked panning and zooming with grid plots. I don't really have time to go into detail on these. You can embed them in Shiny applications, which shouldn't come as a surprise since these are HTML widgets. I'm a little worried this won't load because depending on how many people are looking at it. Okay, so I just swapped one of the examples. I swapped out, I think it was BaseR graphics with ArbokK. Okay. Another really cool thing, and this is a little bit more experimental, but I'm really excited about this, and this kind of goes along with something Carson mentioned, which is having more like live interaction in Shiny applications with your plots instead of having to redraw things. That's a two-ended thing, right? There's data coming into your plots and there's interactions coming out. And right now it's fairly straightforward to basically attach an ID to each tool that creates some interactivity. And what I'm going to show you is, for example, when I pan in this plot, you'll see that I'm getting these change events going on. When I select a point, you should see change events going on. Basically, something's not quite keeping up to date here, but basically, you can have user interactions with your plot directly trigger, you know, things in your Shiny applications, which is kind of cool. You can also add custom JavaScript callbacks. So this is kind of a silly example, but the idea is to hopefully not ever have to write JavaScript, but if there are very custom things you want to do, this is a really weird example where I hover a point and the other points start running away. And I just did that right with these few lines of code. This is kind of maybe a little more interesting, where if I select points, this mean line adjusts as I select. And that's done with, you know, this all done from R, and this is all, you know, just runs in your browser without any server in the back end. This is one I'm actually a little more excited about. It's kind of cool, where I'm drawing a hex bin plot, but as I zoom in, I get the actual points, which is kind of fun. And that's done with this code here. I haven't documented this stuff very well. It's kind of experimental. Oh, and the last thing is you can embed these things in Trelloscope, which you may not have heard of because I'm really terrible at publicizing the stuff that I do. But Trelloscope is a cool application for faceting, you know, plots with a lot of subsets of data that you want to look at. And as my time is running out, here's an example of ArbokK being used in a Trelloscope display. Showing house prices over time for each county of the United States, where I can do things like sort by the average list price. And you should see San Francisco, yeah, here we go, as one of the highest, right? Anyway. Okay, so there's a lot of upcoming work. that I've mentioned some of this. Bokeh 0.12 was just released, and there's a lot of cool features in there that should make our bokeh even better. I want to, you know, have more precise mapping from our objects. So bokeh has kind of a general object structure, and right now the way R talks to that is a little messy and makes it hard to adapt as new features are added in Bokeh.js. I want improved handling of, you know, the notion of aesthetics. There's a lot of really cool stuff you can do with Bokeh. Like, you can have streaming data sources, or like AJAX data sources that your plot will just automatically update as the data source updates, that I want to be able to plug in with R. And finally, resources. So it is on CRAN. There's, you know, I have a lot of other things, you know, going on to pay the bills. So if you go look at CRAN and say, oh, the last time it was on CRAN was 4 months, don't think the project is still. It's very active. There's a lot of things going on. But I'd be happy to hear feedback if you use it. Here's where you can go, you know, to submit issues on GitHub, read the documentation, see some examples of the Python bokeh to see if there's features you want brought. I do occasionally post on my blog. I'm trying to do that more often, and so you can go there. Usually I'll post about updates to our bokeh there. You can follow Bokeh Plots or myself. I do occasionally tweet as well. So I think that's all I've got, and it's time for a few questions.
Great. Yeah. So we have time for questions. Start with Dave. Let me repeat that just for the recording. So is there an RStudio snippet that lets you record?
So you mean like the what was announced a few days ago with RStudio, like being able to view the results? I think so, because JJ told me that he showed an example of RBokeh in that talk. I wasn't at the talk. So my answer, I think, is yes. Yeah, it's an HTML widget, so I think it will work, yeah.
The question was, can it be embedded in a Jupyter notebook?
Not right now. That's something I really would like to be able to do. I'm sure it would be a really easy thing to do. I just need to figure out how. It'd be nice for any HTML widget to be easily embedded in a Jupyter notebook. If that can be done, I'd like to know, because it would be a good thing.
Any other questions? Yeah.
I just found if you do more than a couple of ggplot interactive graphs, it tends to bog down the app.
Yeah, so the question was about performance in Shiny apps.
Yeah, so I don't have any like hard numbers, it's just kind of anecdotal, but RBokeh is extremely responsive and fast. In general, JavaScript is very fast. And so, especially now that supposedly all glyphs are supposed to be WebGL supported, like if you have a lot of points and a lot of stuff going on, it should be, you know, I would guess more fast, but faster, but I don't know.
Any other questions? Great. Well, thank you all for coming.